No. So we've dispensed with the outhouse.
That's right.
And that is not one of the buildings that were left. We're not talking about three other buildings.
That's right.
There was one, the most recent one. If I was able to get in the backyards, I could tell you specifically.
Okay, there
was one relatively small one, which my nephews, one of my nephews got the two tools. The tools, rather, that father had.
Would that have been located near the big cherry tree in the side yard?
Near the big cherry tree. And
that has a big old door on it, too, we've noticed.
Yeah.
Do you know where that, did that door come from the house? Okay.
Could quite well have.
Okay.
Well, but that would have been in line with where the tennis court was. The tennis court was here, and then there was this house here, and the cherry tree would have been over this way.
Okay, that makes sense, right.
But that was the latest one that was built.
It's right there.
Now, there's two buildings.
I generally carry one in my camera kit sometimes.
There's two buildings located just, I guess it would be west of that building. A longer shed, almost square, and then there a small one that almost looks like an outhouse, but it's much like the other tool shed you described.
Well, the older shed, one was a chicken house.
The bigger one?
Yeah, the bigger one was a chicken house. We kept chickens. Actually, when we first moved in, there was a, well, you know where the driveway coming in and where the barn was, there was a big chicken house, which Grandpa Love used to use.
Oh, yes.
A good half block from the house.
Uh-huh.
Actually, there were two of them down there. And
that would have been further north.
Further north.
Uh-huh.
And they were pretty well bordered, bordered.
Cumberland?
Cumberland, yes.
Ah, yes.
There's a person right away, and then there would be. And we at first had chickens there, and then we had quite a few. My father would sell them in this meat market. And then when the property was eventually sold, then we had some chickens up. And that's where that other chicken house came.
And did your father build that chicken house? You don't know. Okay. The other building beside it, do you know what that purpose was?
That was, again, a bit of a tool house.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a... And it, too, I think, had a roof like this, but there was, if I remember correctly, a screen in the front at one time.
Mm-hmm. I think it was just a door on it now.
There was a door, and then above it was a screen, and it had a slanting roof going back.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was sort of a tool house, sort of a granary house, chicken feed would go in there at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a store.
Sure. Space.
If I remember correctly.
Okay, maybe I'll take you on a tour through the house.
If I could go...
Sure.
Get permission to go in those other yards, I could straighten things out.
Okay, sure, that would be no problem. Okay, I think we'll start in the front entrance hall. When you first came to the house, can you remember what that room looked like to you?
The entrance hall?
Yes.
It was pretty well the same, always, as far as the dimensions were concerned.
Yes.
Except that later on, of course, somebody added in the cupboard.
Right, we've taken that back out now.
Okay, what it was like inside?
Yeah, like the wall coverings, the floor covering.
Some kind of linoleum with strips, copper strips, about 3 or 4 inches.
To hold it down.
And over the cracks.
Ah. Yeah.
And the wall had been papered many times because, particularly on the inside wall, the one next to the bedroom, it's cracked. It put it up, and about 6 months later, there'd be a big crack in it.
In the wallpaper,
possibly because they were settling.
Right. What we've taken off the newer wallboard, we found old strips of wood, and there's no plaster used in the house, it seems.
That's right.
Except possibly upstairs. Right.
Right. Later generation.
Yeah.
New part of the
Do you know? Remember what sort of color any wallpaper was in that room?
Well, let's see. Mrs. Pappin had some wallpaper brown with sort of a dry thing.
Right.
I think that was in the main
parlor.
Main parlor, not in the hall. I don't think it was. I can't recall.
You can't recall the color. Oh, well, that's fine.
I don't recall for sure whether there's a plate rail most of the rooms had playgrounds.
Yes.
The old-fashioned way of painting.
We've discovered photographs now with those in it. So we've got them in the parlor, but we're not sure if they were...
I don't think they'd be in the playground. These people would be walking too close.
They were picture rails. Right.
Picture rails.
Was there a picture rail in the entrance hall?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. Sure, because coats were hung on the far wall where the cupboard was.
Mm-hmm. Did you have coat hooks along that wall then?
Yes.
And were they there when you came, or were they added?
Well, they had something to hang up the coats on, but whether it's the identical one, I couldn't say.
Okay, that's fine. Esther Stanley also mentioned that there were deer mounted heads hanging in the hallway, and you remember those?
Yes, I remember the heads. And then they had some old prints, too, if I remember correctly. Some of them styled courier knives and so on.
Oh, yes.
In the hallway.
And do you know which walls were they on? Were they on the wall of the bedroom, or were they on the wall where the door to the living room?
There'd be the door to the... as they come in the front door on that side, you know, because there were coats on the other side.
Okay.
Dangled down. But above the coat rack, something.
Was that where the mounted heads were, or were they on the opposite side of that?
Oh, dear. They weren't up there that long. But I remember going over the seed ground from when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
Or so years old, and I remember seeing them being fascinated by them.
Was there one or two, or...?
I have an idea there were two. One would have been above the door going into the dining, what became the dining room.
Oh, yes.
And one would have been above the coat rail.
And were they both deer?
A goat. A mountain goat.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure on that one. Don't quote me.
No, that's all right. You're quoted now, but we can check it out with other people.
I know the... let's see. On the other hand, one seemed to have big horns, if I remember correctly. The one above the coat rack had big horns, and the one over the door going to the dining room had small horns, which could have been from two deer, like a
yeah,
big deer.
Yeah, a male and a female,
male
perhaps.
Female or something, rather than a mountain goat. On second thoughts, I
Okay.
But that could have been it, because... I know there's a difference in the size.
Okay, well, that's good. That's more than anyone else has remembered so far about that room.
Mm-hmm.